Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the field to the court to the rink, get your sports on AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Hey, it was a busy weekend for the Rochester Americans. Three games in 3 days, actually less than 3 days when you consider that they were playing on Sunday afternoon at Blue Cross Arena. They handled their business on Sunday against Binghamton and split the home and home with Syracuse to talk some Amherst hockey. It's Keith Wozniak from letsgoamherst.com joining us in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Keith, how have you been?
Hey, what's up? At least we get to follow up that last kind of depressing segment talking about the Sabres with some a lot of positive news.
Yeah, Keith, I mean, listen, well, positive news when you consider that the Amherst are doing well, and if you're talking about the development of this organization as a whole, I mean, some of these guys that are playing here in Rochester, you know, certainly have Sabres fans clamoring for them to get called up. I know that, you know, we're selfish. We want these players for ourselves. And there's a handful of standout guys that we want to talk about here in a bit. But Keith, before we talk about that, tell everybody listening about letsgoamherst.com, the work that you're doing at this website.
Yeah, I guess you could say official term is independent blogger is, I guess, the official term. You know what I found many years ago? There is a severe lack of media coverage, except for you guys and a few select others, covering the Americans. And, you know, I kind of took matters in my own hands, and I'm able to go to just about every practice, every game, and kind of cover the team as much as a beat reporter would do. And, you know, there's a whole lot of payoff for, you know, good satisfaction. And, you know, this is a great team, amazing team. And, you know, I try to cover it kind of like, you know, the big time reporters
You do a great job. I mean, everything I see at letsgoamherst.com, I mean, you know, and this notion of, you know, oh, yeah, blogger. No. Blogger in 2019 can have as much credibility and as much knowledge as the traditional beat writers, which you mentioned, we don't have anymore in Rochester, you know, covering this team. So the work that you're doing is valuable work. I want to talk a little bit about what went down this weekend, because it was a busy weekend for the Amherst. Three games, 3 days, less than 3 days, actually. Let's start with Friday night at Blue Cross Arena against the Q's. Can you give us a quick recap on what happened with game one of this three-game stretch?
Yeah, the kind of game one and game two go hand in hand. They were two games against Syracuse, who is a team that, you know, if the Amherst are going to go past the second round of the playoffs, they're going to have to go through Syracuse. And the games had a, you know, they had a playoff feel to them. You know, there were intense games, low-scoring games. You know, Friday night, it was a 1-0 game, and you know, it was just one little mistake by one player, you know, by one line, I should say, and Syracuse scored. You know, and they won the game. You know, we kind of went to Syracuse on Saturday night and, you know, kind of took it to them and ended up winning in the shootout. But again, it was close, hard-hitting game. You know, the two teams know what's at stake. And, you know, to have playoff intensity in games in February, it was, you know, a sign of what's to come, you know, seeing what these teams are capable of.
We had a shootout on Saturday night as the Amherst traveled to Syracuse. Exciting game on Saturday night as well. Yes, Keith?
Yeah, it was, you know, there was only one player to score in the shootout. That was Taylor Lear, the guy that we got in the trade from the Flyers for Justin Bailey. And, you know, it paid off. You know, he's got a change of scenery. That guy is happy to be here. You know, and you can tell he puts everything into the team. And, you know, that was the since he's been here, that was his second shootout-winning goal for the team.
And Remy Elie's been productive since getting claimed off of waivers coming off of the Sabres as well, yes?
Oh, yeah. He has been a dominant player. Him, Taylor Lear, and Andrew Ogilvy played online on Sunday, and they were just, you know, just a dominant line. You know, the power that Elie has on the ice is just impressive. You know, I know he didn't, you know, get the chance to do that in Buffalo, and you know what? Hey, he's sometimes when guys come down, they can take that, I guess you could say the, sulk or kind of put their heads down. And, he's kind of done the opposite. He's picked his head up and he's every line and, every shift he's out there, he's, carrying the puck, protecting the puck, getting shots on net. He's got three goals in four games. So, he's helping the Emirates win.
And then, of course, Sunday, a complete beatdown Sunday afternoon at Blue Cross Arena with Binghamton coming to town. I mean, they've really had the devil's number this year.
Yeah, that was one of those games, 3-3, that can go either way, especially against the team that they should have beaten, and they finally did. They've struggled at times against Binghamton. Well, but to go out for the game in 48 hours and just put a beatdown on, after playing two, playoff-like games was, that's the way the game should have went, and they took care of business and, kind of put themselves back into first place after, kind of a brief nod to second on Friday night.
Tomorrow night, we've got Cleveland coming to town. Cleveland got the best of Rochester last Tuesday night. Keith, what are we looking forward to tomorrow night at Blue Cross Arena?
Yeah, it's the Cleveland. They lost 5-2 against them the last game, and there was it was one of those games where just a couple of minutes was the difference in the game. Cleveland won that one, but you never want to say there's moral victories, but they played a good game against them, so. They can carry what they did from the weekend into Wednesday night. With every game remaining in the season, they should be able to kind of roll right over everyone.
Keith Wozniak, letsgoamerics.com. Our guest, the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. Jeans on assignment. Mike Danger in studio with Sean on the other side of the glass. Keith, you made reference to the conversation we were having prior to bringing you on. Look, I don't want to dismiss Jack Eichel. I think he's a tremendous player. I question some of his leadership ability, and I don't really see it on display from a consistent standpoint in terms of, not from his production, from a standpoint of his production, but another guy that is brought into this organization, and it feels like, brought in because he's a good player, but also brought, he's got ties to Jack Eichel, and you have Evan Rodriguez, and you also have Danny O'Regan, who's had a pretty productive year in Rochester. Talk about the play of Danny O'Regan this season for the Amerks.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that is just kind of flown under the radar, and that's probably because he doesn't have a flashy nickname. He doesn't have, he wasn't drafted. He was brought in a trade, and he's having a career season. He's got 17 goals and 16 assists, I believe it is. Through 52 games, he's one of a few players to play in every game. He has a shot that's probably as good, if not a little better, than C.J. Smith and Victor Olsen had. He's a right wing player, so it's kind of surprising that he's kind of fallen out. He's off the radar, I guess. But in terms of guy that comes in and does everything he should do, Danny O'Regan is. He's definitely one of the star players, and if there's a unsung hero, he's going to be kind of right at the top. So everybody on the team appreciates what he does and recognizes what he does, but outside of the team and the few of us that cover the team close, there's very little mention of him recently. But if the Sabres are struggling for scoring and they wanted to make a push, you'd have to say, hey, here's a guy that college player. He went through college. He's older. He's not some young prospect. He's got a shot, and you kind of say, hey, that's what we need. Can't hurt to give him a look.
Well, I think if you were to talk to Sabres fans, and we're talking with Keith Wozniak, letsgoamerks.com is his website. If you're talking to Sabres fans, I think there's a couple of names that they're going to put at the top of their list of guys that they would like to see come up to Buffalo right away and see what they have that could be a potential improvement over what they currently have on their roster. The top of that list would probably be Victor Olofsson, and we believe in the Sports Bar karma, so we think it's just a matter of time. But also Alex Nylander. So I guess... What do you think is keeping Olofsson down, and what do you think Nylander needs to do to get that call up?
I think Olofsson seems to be on the C.J. Smith kind of plan, where C.J. played here all season last year, and they kind of let him work on his game and perfect it and just shoot the puck a lot, get those goals, and that's what Olofsson is doing. C.J. Smith kind of went through the same thing last year, and look where he is now. He's up in Buffalo. And, the Amerks haven't really, we miss him, obviously, but, the Amerks really haven't missed him too much. It'd be great to have him back. But, that kind of seems to be the plan that Olsen is on as well. And, with, kind of leading the way with 19 goals, he's doing everything he needs to. And, it'll be after the trade deadline when there aren't roster limits, it'll be interesting to see if the Sabres give him a look to kind of see what he has, or, just kind of let the season ride out and give him a chance in camp next year.
I know you have some strong opinions on Alex Nylander. Tell me about how he's played so far this year.
You know what? He started off the season and, looking like a new player. He was, putting up points. He was he wasn't just skating around the perimeter. He was going down low, getting goals. And then after that, it's just kind of fallen off. He's got a couple injury problems the second half of the season. And, he's been out with an injury after he kind of took a couple bumps in practice. With less than 2 months to play, it'll be interesting to see what he does. He kind of started the season trending in the right direction, and, shortly after that kind of started going the other way. So, yeah, you're right. There's plenty of strong opinions out there. He is only 20 years old, but, in your third pro season, you kind of want to see a little more. And, we've seen other players like that come through Rochester, and, if they kind of came through and never made it to the NHL or are playing elsewhere.
The Amerks hosting Cleveland tomorrow night at Blue Cross Arena, 7:05, the puck drop. You can hear the pregame here on ESPN Rochester, 6:45 with Brayton Wilson. We're talking with Keith Wozniak, letsgoamerks.com in the sports bar with Danger Mataglia. Keith, anything new on the health of Zach Redmond?
Yeah, he was in practice this morning. He was skating all in with a line with Brendan Gooley. And, it's ankle injuries, lower body injuries is the official word. It's always day to day, but he's looking good for tomorrow night. Given the nature of the injury, probably won't really know until after the morning skate, see how he feels. But I'd say he's definitely closer this weekend than he has been. And he's been out 11 games, and that's one player that they've missed, not only his scoring touch, but he talked about leadership, what he can do for the blue line, and kind of help guide the young kids.
Keith, what about goaltending? I mean, we know that Wedgwood has been rock solid all season for the Amerks, but we also know that Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen might be making a stop into Rochester here towards the tail end of the season. Does that help the Amerks, or is that something that could disrupt the flow of what's been going on between the pipes for the Amerks all season long?
All goalies seem to have great friendships and get along great, so I don't think that's going to rock the boat at all. I know when Randy Sexton was on with you guys, they kind of mentioned.
Yeah.
He'll probably come up to get some practice time, and whether or not he plays, it probably all depends where they are in the standings. If things are as close as they are right now, you have to think that they're going to kind of hold off on a little bit. But if they aren't comfortable, I'm sure they'd love to get him a game and see what he can do.
Keith Wozniak at letsgoamerks.com. Before we let you go, I want to make sure you let everybody know where they can read more of your work and what you got working on the site.
Yeah, letsgoamerks.com and Twitter at letsgoamerks. Just covering every game, every practice, and kind of following along with the team. Latest thing I have up was from the weekend when Remy Ellie, Taylor Lear, and Andrew Ogilvie played on the line together and just dominated the game. They were a line that, was the first time they'd all skated together on the line and went out and did everything right and helped win the game.
Awesome. Keith, appreciate your time as always. Great job covering the team.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Keith Wozniak, letsgoamerks.com, his website covering the Rochester Americans.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.